It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Steve Bellow calls in to tell us about his October 12th guitar clinic. Tyler Vite rocks a solo show. The Flukes check into the podcast for the first time, and we do the latest track from Weapons of the New. You can catch them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch this Saturday. But first, we'll kick off the show with the latest single from one of the youngest Jersey rock artists. Lauren Gill just turned 14, and she'll rock the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Saturday. That night, she'll celebrate the release of a number of new singles, including this one. Here's Lauren Gill with Give It Away on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Took me by surprise, trust me, I had my questions. No, it's not your fault, it's real life, I'm being honest. Put me in the dark, and now I have to digest all my pain and all my fear. That's sadly sitting right here. I dream. Blessing. Now I hide my face and the girl he used to know. Now I'm sitting here next to all my pain, all my fear. That's still sitting right here. My teary eyes, my disguise, sadly you'll never know. Don't worry about me, I'm doing just fine. Don't look at my tears, I swear they are in mine. This is your birthday.
Lauren Gill, that's Give It Away on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Hard to believe she's only 14. Don't miss Lauren Gill along with a bunch of other great bands, including her band Dress Code, at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Saturday. Tickets are available at the Stone Pony box office and at stoneponyonline.com. Learn more at motorecords.com/Lauren-Gill. And of course, the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Steve Bellow. He's putting on a guitar clinic at All Star Music Empire on October 12th. Steve, thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. Always great to chat with you.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a pleasure to have you on here. We absolutely love your instrumental brand of rock. And this is pretty cool. You're doing a guitar clinic on October 12th. Tell us about it.
My friend Anthony, he owns and operates a music store in Flemington, New Jersey called All Star Music Empire. I had played there in the past, you know, with a couple of previous lineups. Long story short, he wrote me and said, I want to start doing clinics here. I want you to be the first guy to give a clinic. And I said, absolutely. I love doing them. So there you go.
And this is, it's $15 per person, and you bring your own instrument.
Yeah, I'm definitely encouraging people to bring their guitar or their bass. It's not going to be just about me talking about music theory and showing off what I can do. I want to see what you can bring to the table and just have a good time. So.
Is it all skill levels? Is this beginner friendly, or what do you recommend the level of the clients coming to this?
Beginner, intermediate, advanced, whatever. Just show up. Don't be shy. Just have a good time, you know?
Very cool. That's October 12th over at All Star Music Empire. That's in Flemington, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, of course, you have your latest album, Marblehead, is available, and we've rocked that on Jersey Rock. You also have another release out. Tell us about Refurbished.
Yeah, that's something I did, you know, off the top of my head. I was sitting on my computer listening to old songs that were out of print, and I figured, what the heck, I just remastered them. It's just for fun, you know, people like it, it's cool. You get to hear a different side of me, because I had some people ask me, are you ever going to re-release your older albums? And to be honest, the answer is no, but I figured a couple of songs here and there won't hurt. It's only available as a download, so it's not something I have physical copies of, but it's still pretty cool to listen to.
Where could somebody download it?
You can go to various spots, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, iHeartRadio. I have tracks on my website as well. It's kind of a long one. It's steviehimself.wixsite.com/bellowrocks.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of what you're up to?
Again, the website, my Facebook page, Twitter, Reverb Nation. Just Google me, and hopefully you'll find something along the way. Bands in Town is another one, so and anywhere you can get your hands on it.
Cool. And I'm looking at the flyer for this event, and this just caught my eye. Not that it really matters, because someone who's going to this cares more about playing guitar and learning musical stuff, but snacks, coffee, tea, and water is available.
Yeah. That's kind of nourish people, so.
That's cool. Anywhere I can get coffee is always awesome. Hey, the track we're doing off of Marblehead, tell us about Time to Fly.
That was a song that I wrote a couple of years back. I just came together rather quickly. I didn't have a title for it at the time, and then one day the title came to me, you know, because I usually say to my friends, hey, I got a time to fly, I got to go teach or whatever. I'm like, Time to Fly, that's such a Satriani-ish kind of song title, but it worked. And I thought it was cool, and every time I say, here's the song off Marblehead, Time to Fly, everybody loves it, so it just works.
Steve Bellow, don't miss his guitar clinic, October 12th at All Star Music Empire. It's located in Flemington, New Jersey. Steve, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, no problem. Always a pleasure chatting.
Hell yeah, man. Let's rock that track right now off of Marblehead. Here's Time to Fly. Steve Bellow on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
PhCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Tyler Vogt. Come see me at the Broadway Bar and Grill in Point Pleasant this Friday, October 4th. The show starts at 9 p.m. Check out my new song, Feels Like Heaven, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
She floats above the clouds.
Tyler Vite with Feels Like Heaven on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch him in action at the Broadway Grill in Point Pleasant on Friday, October 4th. Admission is free. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone are Anthony, Joe, and Mike of The Flukes. Catch them at the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on October 12th. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, it's a pleasure to have you guys on Jersey Rock. Your latest EP, From the Depths, Part 1, that's available now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You can get a copy of it, you know, through all the streaming platforms, and at our live performances, we are selling the actual physical copy of the disc.
What went into producing that EP?
Joe, you want to take this one?
Well, we went to a studio with this guy named Joe Delaquil, and we went in with four songs, and we had a big basis of how we wanted them to go, and Joe ended up helping us a lot with it, and it came along sounding really nice. So
you have a number of shows coming up. I know you're going to do something over with The Pony that's not yet announced, so we won't go there. I know that you're playing the New York City Marathon on November 3rd, and we featured a couple of bands that have done that before. Is this going to be your first time doing that?
Yes, this will be our first time at the New York City Marathon.
Have you found out what part of the city you're going to be in?
I think it's in Brooklyn.
34th Ave, I believe.
It's 34th and 4th Ave.
Nice. So November 3rd, if anyone's running in the marathon, they can catch you guys. 34th and 4th Avenue?
Correct.
Before that, though, the Chubby Pickle in Highlands on October 12th, what can people expect that night?
You're going to expect a show like never before. It's a new venue for us, and, you know, the first time we play certain venues, we really like to do something special for each time.
And a bunch of new originals that we've been working on, so we're excited to release those.
What's the best way for someone to get a hold of tickets for that show?
The best way to get tickets directly through us is usually what we've been doing. Social media, hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. We get them through that.
What's the handle for the Instagram or Facebook?
At Flukes Band.
The track we're doing on the podcast, From the Depths. Tell us about this tune.
So it's definitely one of our most dynamic songs. You know, it goes starts out one way and ends a completely different way. And it's the title of our entire EP. Our EP is in two parts, and we think this song fully engulfs who we are as a band.
Anthony, Joe, and Mike of The Flukes. If you're running the New York City Marathon, you can catch them at 34th and 4th on November 3rd. Ahead of that, though, see them at the Chubby Pickle on October 12th. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's The Flukes with From the Depths on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thank you.
Well, everything I see is staring back at me. It's like all these thoughts just happen naturally. I'm staring it down till it makes a sound. It's like I'm King Manasai, got my golden crown. I know in my head with thoughts so red. I want all the riches, that's all I want to say. On the hood, rising with a new bill of nine. I want my story told just to keep me from crying. I wish you knew now how to make a sound. Turns out my life was living to be found. I'm staring it down till it makes a sound. It's like I'm King Manasai, got my act with over. I'm living every day till I go away to the place where I go where you don't gotta pay. But look out, kid, cause there's something that you did. You don't want to blame cause you kept it all in.
Freddie Ordine from the band Weapons of Anew. Come check us out at the Brighton Bar on October 5th and Orleans Grocery October 12th. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
And be so cold every time. from me. Staring down the barrel of your sorrow. Love and the hate. So every move I make, leave me feeling nothing. Leave me feeling no. And you make me so confused that I can't tell you anymore.
Weapons of a New on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on October 5th, Arlene's Grocery in New York City October 12th. And of course, their latest album, The Collision of Love and Hate, is available now. Learn more at weaponsofanewband.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRIT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.